Remembering 9/11, I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Sunday marking 21 years since the 9/11 terror attacks. President Biden participating in a wreath-laying and remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
In his address, the president honored the 184 people killed here at the Pentagon, Al-Qaeda's third target 21 years ago.
The American story itself changed that day. What we will not change, what we cannot change, never will, is the character of this nation that the terrorists thought they could wound.
As has become the tradition over the past 21 years, a giant American flag was unfurled this morning at sunrise.
After it was hijacked by five Al-Qaeda terrorists, Flight 77 crashed into the west side of the Pentagon. 64 people were aboard the plane. President Biden visiting Boston today. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has more on the trip.
Cancer is a battle that's personal to President Biden. He lost his son to brain cancer in 2015. The president will travel to Boston on the 60th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's speech, where he shared his vision for putting a man on the moon. President Biden will share his plans for trying to drastically reduce cancer deaths over the next 25 years, calling it this generation's moonshot. He'll give the speech at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library.
Following the death of Queen Elizabeth II, her son, King Charles III, assuming the throne. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more on what's next for the new monarch.
On CBS Face the Nation, British Ambassador to the U.S., Karen Pierce, said it will likely begin with travel.
To go around the constituent parts of the U.K., promoting a message of unity, one of respect for the late Queen, but also one of renewal.
Pierce says the new king wants to promote stability, yet still bring the monarchy into a modern age.
America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Thousands of nurses in Minnesota planning to strike this week. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
The Minnesota Nurses Association says 15,000 members at 16 hospitals will strike over the next 3 days, saying they've worked without contracts for months and have yet to reach a deal with hospital executives. The union says nurses are understaffed, overworked, and patients are overcharged, claiming hospital CEOs with multi-million dollar salaries have refused to negotiate solutions. They're also looking for a 30% pay hike, mental health benefits, increased security, and recognition bonuses. Reps for Allina Health, a Minneapolis-based healthcare system, say they are disappointed the union is choosing to rush to a strike before exhausting all options. The nurse walkout expected to be one of the largest in U.S. history.
Ford recalling thousands of popular SUVs over fire hazards. Fox's Jeff Manasso has the report.
Ford is recalling 200,000 2015 to 2017 Expeditions and Lincoln Navigators over faulty heating and cooling fan motors that could catch fire. The fans are located behind the glove compartment, and to date, Ford says it's received reports of 25 fires, 12 of which resulted in extensive damage to the vehicle. Months ago, the company also warned owners of 39,000 2021 models of both the Expedition and Navigator of a fire risk, even when the vehicle was turned off.
An Amazon delivery driver on Long Island being hailed a hero for helping a family escape a fire.
Kevin Rivera's quick thinking apparently helped save a family from its burning home in Syosset. Rivera telling News 12 he was finishing his route when he saw flames coming from the front porch of the house. Rivera says he rushed in where there were at least five people and a baby. None of the people spoke English. He says the occupants wanted to rush out the front door towards the fire, but he forced them and a few dogs out the back. Neighbors are calling him a hero.
That's Fox's Krista Mayo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.